I find myself looking outside this window as often as possible because it really seems like nature and its course of growing really seems to be more inspiring than what the human is doing. It seems like we've taken 10 steps back, 10 steps back, 10 steps back, where nature is moving through its seasons. And I find inspiration in that because, you know what? Nature doesn't stop. The birds don't stop flying. Just yesterday, it was the most amazing thing. We have this gigantic falcon that lives in the trees in this forest here in South Charlotte, North Carolina. And it was down on the ground, and it was eating a snake. I found inspiration in that because that was completely 100% natural. In a human world, what is natural anymore? What is the new normal? Hey, it's Arrow. This is The Daily Mess, a chronological walk through an everyday world. I am a daily writer, and stuff like that, seeing the falcon on the ground with the snake, is stuff that I'm going to write about. I'm going to study about it. I'm going to see if there's some sort of spiritual connection. That's just what I do. I love being a daily writer, and I think you would too if you would just pick up the writing instrument and allow yourself to mentally and physically breathe. This is The Daily Mess. Life with all of its changes, the steps that we are making are actually steps that we have to create. It's not just happening, we have to physically put ourselves into it. A reality check of that clearly states that we create what is fed by the need of our choice. It's not a guilt trip, but a reality check. Research shows that because we're endlessly wading through the waters of uncertainty, we're actually turning off our minds to do nothing. So what do? We choose to sit, and most of the time, it's in silence. We've got to figure out a way to keep moving. Or as research is showing, we need to keep learning. That's the key word. We need to keep learning to activate the mind so it doesn't easily find reasons to step on this path that leads to absolutely nowhere. No matter how old we are endlessly students. You could be 80 years old and you're still going to learn something brand new today. We are endlessly students. We have to activate that imagination with the physical presence of learning. Mentally and physically, the one common thing that this society has is the fact that we have all dealt with this thing called COVID-19. We know what it's done to yourself. We know what it's done to your family and everybody around you. The first thing that you need to do is you need to convince yourself, don't stop learning. See, at the age of 59, I tend to argue with my mind, body, and soul a lot. Not because it's not living up to my expectation, but actually it's reaching beyond what a 59-year-old would be. I mean, I remember my mother being in her 30s. Mom was always very active in her 30s. But as a kid, having a mom in their 30s was the image of somebody that was old. But when I hit those numbers, it was a different story and feeling. Turning 30 to me was a complete life changer. Mentally, I was a total mess and needed to face changes by taking on depression and the outlets that it created. I wasn't going to be like my mom, who always seemed very happy. Her youngest son had a battle to face. The goal was to find the source of so much emptiness, and at 59, 29 years later, writing has been my greatest source of medicine. I am learning about this thing right here, learning about him, trying to figure this thing out. And having that conversation with this thing can be very interesting, can be very rewarding, can also be kind of depressing, because what depresses this thing really isn't a situation. And it depresses you because you're going, God, I thought it was bigger than that. I argue with my mind, body, and soul. And the reason why is because it can't stop. And it's decided at 59, I ain't stopping. And you aren't going to get in my way. The rest of me is just sitting there, just breathing. And it's saying, you know what? I'm going to walk beside you. I'm Arrow, and that's The Daily Mess.